We turn now to the German court experience. Maybe we have some more potentials there. And I just give the floor to my friend and colleague, Peter Becker. I don't think there's much need to introduce him. He's the founder, the father, grandfather, maybe already, of the German Jalana affiliate. He's a lawyer. He has been a lawyer, and he's still active with the movement. So, Peter, just give us some explanations about the German situation.
Dear friends, my report concerns one of the most important decisions of a German court has ever found, the ruling of the Bundesverwaltungsgericht. This is the highest federal court of administration from June 21st in 2005. The member of our academic council, Dieter Deiseroth, belongs to the Senate which spoke the judgment. It is the case of a high officer with the degree of a major who opposed to the order to work for logistic support to the war of the United States and the UK against the state of Iraq. This case was submitted to a military court where the soldier was punished, but his appeal to the Bundesverwaltungsgericht was successful. He was found not to be guilty and came free. I want to present to you the main principles of the decision, and in a second chapter, the links to some areas where the decision might be useful even in international work. The case. In April 2003, a major of the German Bundeswehr refused to carry out two orders of his superior to collaborate on the further development of a military software program. Giving his reasons, he stated that he could not reconcile it was his conscience to follow orders that were suited to supported acts of war in Iraq. At the same time, he asserted that before issuing the order, his superior had expressly not been able to rule out to him that working on the project would support the participation of the Bundeswehr in the war against Iraq, which he saw as being contrary to international law. In this context, he criticized the fact that members of the Bundeswehr were stationed in Kuwait, that German soldiers were taking part in Avex flights, it is this so-called nuclear sharing, and guarding U.S. bases in Germany, and that overflight and landing rights had been granted by the German government for the armed forces of the United States that were operating in Iraq. He considered these to be acts of assistance contrary to the Constitution and international law. The Bundeswehr started an inquiry. One part of the inquiry was the committal into a hospital of the Bundeswehr to test his state of health, but even his psychical state. But the doctors didn't find anything. The military court demoted the soldier to the rank of a captain, owing to his disciplinary offense. The soldier appealed against this and filed an application for acquittal. The military disciplinary attorney also fled an appeal and demanded that the soldier should be dismissed from the army. The Senate has acquitted the soldier because it could not be proved that he had committed a disciplinary offense. Now I come to the ruling. The court sums up the cases in which a military order is not binding. Legal limits to obedience result from the basic law, our Grundgesetz, and the act concerning the legal position of soldiers, the Soldatengesetz, which can be summarized in 7 subgroups. And before all, a soldier at any rate does not need to carry out an order if it stays contrary to the fundamental right of freedom of conscience. As a decision of conscience is any serious moral decision which is oriented to the categories of good and evil, which the individual in a particular situation experiences as binding in and of itself, and as creating an imperative inner obligation, with the result that he could not act against it without a serious moral dilemma. But a fundamental of the decision is that it is very, and this is very important, that human rights and the basic principles of international law are a fundamentum of conscience. There were and are serious legal concerns, says the court in consequences, about the war stated on March 20th, 2003 by the United States and the United Kingdom against Iraq in respect of the prohibition of the use of force under the UN Charter and other applicable international law. The governments of the United States and the UK could not support their case for war either with empowering resolutions from the UN Security Council, nor by the right of self-defense granted in Article 51 UN Charter. Neither the NATO Treaty, the NATO Status of Forces Agreement, the supplementary agreement to the NATO SOFA, nor the Aufenthaltsvertrag, the agreement concerning the presence of foreign armed forces in Germany, provide an obligation on the part of the Federal Republic of Germany contrary to the UN Charter and applicable international law to support acts in contravention of international law by NATO partners. A most important hint is given by the court when he showed that the decision of this Constance is not only fixed by the ethical minimum, but refers to the social ethic meaning of law. In a democratic state, based on law, the main subjects of fundamental legal meanings and international law belong to the fundaments of conscience. And that is the difference to the UK decision. Such a decision was found by the soldier. The court goes even back to a letter to the Ministry of Defense and the officer and the office of the Chancellor, where the soldier discusses the difference of the decision of the American President Bush and his decision. He cites the meaning of President Bush: God had him in person instructed to start the war. The soldier was highly obsessed about this hubris. He stated his God to be another. In this context, he cited a prayer of the United Nations and a prayer number 62 from a handbook from Catholic bishops, where the legal and the moral list duties were stated that the soldier has. Now I come to the links which can be stated based on this decision. First of all, the German government acted illegally when subsisting the war against Iraq while opening the German airspace for landings or starts of American military airplanes. The point is that every state which uses German infrastructure for such logistics and acts acts against the agreements on stationing military troops in Germany. The rights following out of such a treaty are based on the principles of international law, and the treaty states are not free to violate it. Therefore, the case is a very delicate legal restriction for the handling of conflicts in the future by the German government. Every soldier of the Bundeswehr can oppose to military orders when the practice of the army and its leading forces is against his conscience within based on international law. So other cases which are similar to the decided case must be and similar to this one. For example, in the case of AVEX flights, in German praxis called nuclear sharing. The case is very important for education and training in the Bundeswehr. The soldiers have to learn that not every military order is legal. The more important is that the leading persons have to reflect if the orders they prepare are within the law. The main message is that military force is not exempt the law, but part of the rules for public administration. The decision is either very important for the studies of soldiers in the universities of the Bundeswehr in Hamburg and Munich, and for all legal high schools in Germany, the law of war is subject to teaching and examinations. Future judges, future lawyers should have a feeling for the importance of such obligations and international law. I think it is not too much when I estimate the judges and the lawyers and even the citizens who were occupied with such cases are some hundreds in the last 2 years in Germany. At last, but with a wide range, the decision is binding for all courts that are the penal courts, but either courts of administration. Every person which is accused to have entered illegally a military camp or inhibited the traffic to or from such a camp, from which logistic aid for the Iraq war was given, can refer to the fundamental right of freedom of conscience and to his right to oppose to military subsistence for the war, because this aid was against international law. My colleague Otto Jäcker will refer some special cases. Reflecting all this, we must learn that leading of wars and subsistence to war is not free political acting, but depending from human rights and international law. In this meaning, the case is a milestone for Ayalana and a milestone for the force of law. You can find the guiding principles of the ruling in English at the table at the entrance, and you can find the whole judgment in English in the internet. So you can use it as an instrument in the daily practice. Good luck for it. Thank you.